and welcome to Sisters in a City with me, Anna Bikili.
And me, Manny Bikili. What's up, y'all?
How are you all?
I, personally, yeah, I'm really feeling myself today.
Really?
Yeah, for a change.
Well, you do look really nice.
Do I, Anna?
Yeah.
Oh my God, really nice. So cute. So do you.
I was actually looking at you yesterday and like in the train. And
I
like
terrible yesterday.
No, but like, you know, the lighting in the trains like don't do people justice. But your skin was like glowing even in the train lighting. And then I was like, that's how you know you got good skin.
Your skin's amazing. We have the same kind of skin, exactly the same.
No, you look after your skin more, don't you, like, than me?
Not really.
I'm a bit lazy sometimes.
Anymore. Maybe it's all the stress. But you know, every time I go through like these periods of really bad stress, I'm always worried how bad it's going to be for my skin. Like, I mean, like arguments and crying and crying and crying. And then I'm always worried what it's going to do to my skin. But anyway, that's for another episode. That's for Patreon, the crying, the crying conversation of Patreon, okay? Anyway, yeah, I'm feeling myself. My eyebrows, I need to let them grow out. I'm on a growing journey.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, in real life, close up, they look really butters because they're like hairy everywhere now. Because Brows by Diamond had a go at me last time. She was like, you messed up the shape, you've gone into your brow. And she's right. I've got no brows here right now, Anna, without makeup on. I've ruined them. Like, I've plucked like the whole tail off.
Yeah.
She had nothing to work with.
Yeah.
And she's an artist, you know. I have to give her a good canvas.
I feel like there's a section of your eyebrow missing.
Yeah, I went into my
right
brow.
Now.
Yeah, I went into
Have you
it.
Looked at the lid? Look in the mirror.
Really?
Can you see the front of your eyebrow?
I really fuggered her. Okay, wait, let me fix this. Yeah, okay, I fixed it a bit. But in general, I messed up. So if you want to go to Brows by Diamond, you need to go with like not absolutely fucked brows. You need to grow your brows out. So I'm on my brow growing journey and I can't wait to go to her. My lashes, Do you like them?
Yeah, you ask me this every time, but I can't tell the difference between your lashes. Like,
I wear
You always ask me,
time.
Do you like my lashes? And I'm like, yeah, they look great. And then you're like, I'm wearing this one.
I'm
can't tell the
for
difference.
You, the day you turn around and be like, wow, today you look the nicest you've ever looked. Your eye makeup, your lashes look so good.
I'm
and then
the
on
wrong...
that day, I will choose that lash. I'm waiting for you. I will choose that lash and that will be my forever lash.
I'm the wrong person for you to be waiting on because I can't tell the difference between anything.
Really?
I'm terrible at these things. You know I'm terrible at these things.
Anyway, I took this out of the pack. It's by Unicorn Cosmetics, I have to say, because in case some... You know, I've got lash police. That like, they're like, what lashes are you wearing? Different all the time. Today, it's Unicorn Cosmetics and it's called Toxic Brat. How funny.
Oh, wow. That suits you.
Yeah, because literally our last episode on Patreon, I was talking about how I'm a brat and I was talking about how I'm toxic. How weird that I put this on and then I looked at the package and said toxic brat.
These lashes are made for you, Mandy, for sure.
I know, literally. That's
anyway,
it, Miss Lee.
Guys, I'm so happy. I'm in such a good mood because me and Mandy have booked our tickets to Dubai.
We have.
And like, it's crazy, isn't it? How like booking a holiday can actually change your whole mood. Like, we should have booked this before because like we would have been in a better mood. Because you've got something to look forward to.
I know.
Yeah.
The endorphins have been going mad. Like, I'm so happy. As soon as we booked it, we were so excited. And you know what? As well, I've been really good on my diet as well. I've been much healthier since I booked it, which has been like 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm so much healthier as well in terms of like, I'm cutting out more processed foods.
Yeah.
I'm trying to cut out Diet Coke. I've switched from oat milk back to cow's milk because for the last 4 years, I've been drinking oats milk.
Me too.
Oat milk's actually not really good for you.
Have you done your research though?
Well,
A little bit,
but I'm...
Apparently it's high in calories, but the reason I chose it was because it's meant to be lower in calories, so I don't get it.
No.
It's like we're getting different information all the time.
Yeah, no.
But 4 years ago, when we switched to oat milk, Anna, it was because we were like, we want to lose weight. Do you not remember?
I mean, I just didn't want to drink cow's milk because it's from a cow. That's why I did. And also, oat milk tastes nicer.
Yeah, it does.
But from the brief research I did, it's actually really not good for you. Also, like...
Why?
Mum knows a lot and like cow's milk knows a lot.
Why is it not with you? I need some facts right now. Give me some facts.
Because it's really highly processed.
Oh.
It's highly processed. So that's kind of what I'm trying
Apparently
to
say. Coconut's meant to be the best.
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm going back. I searched the best type of milk and the number one milk that comes up is cow's milk.
I'm going back to cow, baby. I'm going back.
Yeah, so I'm trying to be healthier as well. Also, my surgery's in 2 weeks, which I'm so nervous about, guys. We're going to pre-record a little bit because while I'm recovering the first week, I probably won't be able to record. But the second week, I'm going to record.
So if you guys don't know, Anna has got bottomed out boobies right now.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, Google it. It's a fucking terrifying sight. Yeah, I had it before. When I had it, it was even worse than yours, and I was so depressed. Do you remember how depressed I was about it?
Yeah, it's
I don't know how I bagged ginger beer with my bottomed out boobs.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, we talked about this before.
Yeah, because my nipples are always sticking out at the top. Like, even if I'm at home chilling, my nipples are sticking out at the top. I'm just nervous. The thought of, like, going to surgery scares me. Like, I'm so scared I could vomit.
Really?
I hate it.
I get what you're saying. Like, I would be really scared as well.
I get scared of getting put to sleep, and I get scared of just the whole waking up.
No.
Like, waking up with that feeling of, like, you've just been ripped open.
I really like the feeling of general anaesthetic. It's really bad.
Yeah, no. I can't.
But also, you should be excited, Anna.
I'm excited for my new boobs, but I just can't be bothered to go through that. And also, being in another country scares me.
It's like, mad. I saw, like, Letitia Grace on her TikTok. She got asked, like, by someone, do you regret any of your BBLs, whatever? And she literally said what I would have said. She said, I wouldn't even count, like, two of my BBLs. They're, like, to corrections.
Yeah.
She was like, I wish I would have did more research and went to the best person. But sometimes research is what fucks you, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we went to the best people and...
Yeah.
Anyway, we should definitely do another episode one day on plastic surgery.
100%. Maybe we'll do that after my boob surgery.
Yeah.
But the thought of being in a foreign country scares me. That, like, being in a foreign country and getting surgery. But hey, wish me luck, everyone. I'm sure it's going to go smoothly. But the point about Dubai that excites me the most is the fact that we're going for a whole month, guys. We're going to go for a whole month. And you know what I was thinking, Mandy, today, and I was going to speak to you about it. Should we pack our mics and our cameras and do one episode or a couple of episodes in Dubai?
Yes, 100% we should.
Are you up for that?
Yeah, but we're going to have, like, no set there, yeah?
Doesn't matter. Do you think
they don't mind? What are you dealing with right now? Light grey curtains and you still love us?
I was thinking, like, that would be fun. Like, not only for us, it'd be fun for everyone else.
Yeah.
We just pack one suitcase just for our equipment.
Yeah, and do a couple of episodes out there.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm down. But the only issue is, because we're going for a month. The first 1 week, I'm with Gingerbeard and she's with... Cowsnick, yeah. So that week, 100%, we're not going to get anything done. It's going to be back to back, like itinerary motives, you know. We don't get many holidays, so we're making the most out of it. And then after they leave, we're going to have 10 days with our family.
That's when I thought we'd record.
Yeah, because we can't record at the end of the trip.
No.
Because it wouldn't come out till we're back and it wouldn't be relevant.
Yeah, I was thinking in the middle.
Yeah, it'd have to be in the middle.
Yeah. So then basically, guys, we're going to be doing, after our week with our boyfriends, we're going to do 10 days with our family from Iran. So we've got so much family in Iran, loads of aunties, cousins, and we can't go back to Iran for obvious reasons.
That's another topic of conversation.
But if you really want to know, there's an episode we did on Iran in one of the seasons. I don't remember which one.
I think it's Persian Like the Cat.
No. We did a whole episode on Iran.
Oh, Freedom for Iran kind of episode. Yeah.
Yeah. It was called Free Iran.
Yeah.
So we can't go back to Iran. My mum can't go back to Iran anymore. Well, she's scared of going back to Iran. And she hasn't seen her family. We haven't seen our family for like 8 years.
Yeah.
They can't come to the UK because they won't get granted a visa. And there's not many countries they can go to. And Dubai is one of the countries they can come to.
Even going to Dubai, they have to go through a long process. That's exactly how hard it is to just literally go on holiday if you live in Iran and you're just a normal person.
It feels so bad for them. But anyway, so me and Mandy wanted to do this for... not just for ourselves to see our family, but mainly for my mom to see her sisters and her nephews and nieces. So we've booked an apartment, like a big, huge 4-bedroom apartment for loads of our family from Iran, like 10 of them to come down and stay there.
These are the best things to like spend money on, like meaningful things, like something that's literally going to make my mom so happy. She's going to see her sisters, her family after 8 years. And if we left it in her hands, or their hands, they're older, like they're tired, they're exhausted, they've got so much going on. They'd never go through the process of like searching for a place to stay or booking flights or arranging dates that 10, 15 people are okay with. Like we took control of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it would have never happened otherwise.
Yeah,
they don't even know how to use like Airbnb or like booking.com. Come on.
Yeah,
like,
they don't. But in those 10 days, we're probably... barely going to leave the apartment.
We've got our own though.
Our one next door to them. And we're probably going to just stay indoors and just like enjoy our quality time together as a family. Because we don't get that here in the UK. Like one thing that really upsets me as well, when I look at like Cowslick, Gingerbeard, they've got so much family here. Whereas we on our own, it's me, Mandy, my mum and dad, all our families in Iran, we never get quality family time. So,
and it's always been like that. Yeah. We've never experienced grandparents.
Yeah.
How interesting. Like, people always talk about grandparents and it's such a big thing. It's a massive part of people's lives. And like, I've never experienced grandparents ever. Yeah. Like, what is grandparents? Like, how does it feel?
We've never experienced any of them, like aunties, uncles. We have them in Iran and we've had short holiday breaks where we've seen them, but we never experienced having them in our life properly.
Do you know what it is? When we were younger and we used to go, Anna, we used to go for like 4 weeks. So we did experience it.
Yeah.
We went through a phase where we couldn't go because we were uni students and we couldn't afford to go to Iran. And then as soon as we started making some money after Love Island, we weren't allowed.
Yeah.
So it's been really sad that we haven't been able to experience having family. But the thing is, Anna, even if we were allowed to go all these years, and even if we could afford to go during uni times, it's still not the same as having your family in the same country.
That's what my point was. Like, we haven't experienced any of it. We haven't experienced having cousins in our life. We've only experienced it on a holiday. Like, we've never
once a year.
Yeah, we've never experienced having aunties in our life. We just got family friends. Yeah. In the UK. So it's going to be really nice just being able to have everyone in one kind of like apartment and just spend quality time together.
Yeah.
And then after that, after the 10 days with our family, they're going to go back to Iran. My mum will come back to the UK. And then we're going to have a week, which we're going to dedicate to my cousin that's our bestest friend.
Yeah, she's like our sister.
She's like our sister.
And she moved there.
She moved there. Yeah, we've spoken
How
about
long
it
before. Now, Anna?
She moved there in, I think, like November, October, November.
Yeah. And we haven't seen her since. And it's probably been the biggest, like, life-changing thing in her.
Us, yeah.
Her going was like losing a limb.
It's like she's like the third sister.
Yeah. And she's so amazing that she made that move on her own as well. So brave. I mean, I would definitely be doing that. Do you know what I mean? If I wasn't with Ginger Beard, I'd be flying there. That's the first thing I would do.
I know. Tell me about it. I like, literally, booking this whole month trip, yeah, I had a big argument with Kalzik over it because he was like, so you're going to be in Dubai for 3 weeks without me, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, 10 of the days, I literally am not going to be leaving the apartment. Yeah. And the other week, I want to see my cousin. I want to be with her.
Be with her. So like, it's literally 1 week.
Yeah.
He needs to worry about it, technically. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
In terms of like being jealous or possessive, you can't be about 10 days with relatives and a week with him.
Yeah. And I was like, boy, you're lucky. It's 3 weeks that I'm going to be without you. Not even 3 weeks because I want to move there. And the only reason I'm not moving there is because of you.
You're going to be without him for 2 weeks at this point, Anna.
It's going to be 17 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to go for an extra few days, but like, I'm just waiting to see if, you know, Kalzik will allow Anna so we can stay an extra few days.
Anyway, other than that, there's not much going on in our lives.
No.
It's pretty boring.
Well, boring.
Tomorrow we've got Gingerbeard's niece's first birthday party.
She's one.
She's
this
so
is God,
cute.
This is goddaughter as well.
Yeah, she's literally one of the cutest babies I've ever seen.
She actually is like the cutest baby I've ever
Unbelievable.
Seen.
So the other day when we were at Mandy's house and she was there, I don't know what to do with babies and kids. Like, I get really nervous and like, I don't know what to do with them. And I was telling one of Gingerbeard's friends that was there, I was like, honestly, what do you do? Like, what do you do with a baby? I'm like, hello. I get so
I
awkward.
Get what you're saying. I was like that before.
How
as
do
well.
You talk to them? Like, what do you say? I just feel so, I cringe at myself.
Yeah.
I proper cringe at myself.
I see her like 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And I feel so close to her. Like, I watched her grow up.
Yeah.
But before that, I was exactly the same with babies. But I was still like that with other babies. It's just like, she's the only baby I love.
No, because when I said that, he was like to me, have you not been around babies before? And I was like, no, I haven't. I've actually never been around babies or kids.
I don't want to be around babies. Like, that's the only baby I want to be around.
Yeah. But he was like, how have you not been around babies? Have you not got like family that have had babies? Has your friends not had babies?
No.
And I was like, none of my friends have had babies. All my closest friends, they're either single or they've literally just got engaged.
Yeah.
None of them have kids.
That's weird though, isn't it?
They're all like us. They're literally like us. So I was like, no, none of them, my friends have had babies. Because that is what, Mandy, makes you comfortable around babies. It's just when you spend time with them and you know, then you know what to do.
Maybe. I get what you're saying.
But trust me, now if you spend more and more time with Gingerbeard's niece, next time you go to a baby, you'll know what to do.
Maybe,
you will.
Right. I just maybe feel like I'm so comfortable with her. To be honest, I'm not that much of like a baby crazy person. Like, I don't really like kids or babies that much. It's just because I've got a bond with her.
But I haven't been around babies myself my whole life.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So anyway, the first birthday party will be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's going to be like bouncy castle. Like, I think there's going to be like a pizza maker. It's going to be like 50 babies, 50 kids. Yeah. I'm going to be like hiding in the closet. Like,
it's going to be like going from not spending time with kids ever to like all so at many once. Kids. All at once.
Yeah. But it'll be fun. It's going to be a barbecue. I love how his sister like really goes all out for everything. You know, yeah. she just loves like event planning and things like that. So it'll be fun.
Anyway, guys, today's episode, we're going to be answering Patreon besties dilemmas.
Because we have to prioritize our Patreon besties. All right. We got to prioritize their problems.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The problem's got to come first.
Yeah. Guys, we get so many dilemmas. It's actually crazy. The amount of dilemmas we get, I think people think that this is just a purely dilemma podcast.
Yeah.
But we only do dilemmas, like literally, now we're doing them less and less. We're doing them once a month.
Yeah, I feel bad because I get DMs like, please help. Caps, I get emails, please help. People actually looking to us for advice. They genuinely believe that we can save lives.
When both our lives are a mess.
Yeah, because we don't take our own advice.
But we give out good advice.
We give out good advice.
Mixed with a load of bad advice as well.
Yes.
It's just a whole...
It's a mix.
Yeah. So anyway, I went through the Patreon dilemmas in the DMs. Loads, but I managed to pick out a few to do today. And I'm going to do some more anyway. Like, I think we should do another dilemma episode very soon because there's too many
problems out there.
There's so many that I want to get through, and especially like the Patreon ones because they're, you know,
they're
besties. So anyway, first one. I've been dating this guy for a few weeks now. We really get along and talk every day.
Every day?
Last night, he sent me a voice note and said that he got a text from a girl he had slept with before he started seeing me, telling him she is pregnant and he is one of three potential dads and she wants to keep it. He has his own business and he looks after me and does well for himself. He is offered to put towards a DNA test to find out who the father is. He said he feels like I deserve the right to know and wants to keep seeing me as he really likes me and nothing will change. Should I keep seeing him?
Should I? Should she?
Well, I don't see why she shouldn't.
I don't know. Because he's one of three potential fathers.
Yeah. But like, look, it's a really weird one. Because like, personally, I've been in a really long relationship, almost 3 years, with a man that had a child with someone else.
And how was that, Anna?
It was such a weird feeling to like...
At the beginning, I remember it bothered you a bit.
It did. It did. But you know what it is? Like, maybe I never felt like... saw myself. I don't know why. I don't know. I'm actually speechless on this one because the thing is, when I put it in perspective with Cowslick, I could never. I could never accept it because I want to be the first person.
Yeah, but you're asking yourself this after what, 3 years, and you're in love with the guy and you've been with him for so long.
Yeah.
True. You have to imagine you just meet someone
and they've got a kid.
He's a fitty. He make mullah. He got business.
True.
And then suddenly,
true,
you find out he may have got a hoe pregnant before he met you.
True.
I mean, that point, I'm not going to think to leave or go. I'm just going to think, let's go with the flow because I don't even know if there's going to be something anyway, regardless of the baby or no baby. We don't even know if we're going to like become a relationship, right?
That is something I'm so against.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, like I'm so against, for example, going with the flow with things if there's something that you know you're not later down the line, you're not going to accept. Because that's what happened with me and Kalzik. When I first met him and he works in a bar and a club, I was like, there's no point me dating you because you work in a bar and a club and I'm never going to accept it in the future. But I kept still going with the flow.
Yeah, because you've never thought it would be something.
Yeah, I was
and
like, and then now look, I'm love living with him and it's too late. Like I'm just it's just torture.
Fuck
every
yourself,
it's
mate.
Just torture every week. So if someone can't accept a child and they know that they're not going to accept a child, just don't go down that road. Like get out. At the beginning.
Yeah, like, I don't know if I could, to be fair, because another woman's baby and, like, the woman's always going to be around. You're going to go visit a baby. Is she going to try and fuck you when you go and visit a baby? Is she one of them ones? Is she going to put her claws in? Do you know what I mean? I don't trust these women, especially this woman with three potential fathers. I don't want to be judgmental, but...
Stop slut-shaming, man.
Three potentials.
Stop slut-shaming.
Mate, I'm sorry. She actually said it openly. I would have took that to my grave. You're one of three potential fathers.
He's got out here and he needs to do some Jeremy Kyle shit now.
He needs to get a DNA test ASAP.
Yeah. But that's actually mad. But you know what you're saying about the baby mama like being dodgy? I don't know, you know, because my ex's baby mama was so cool. She was so nice. And like...
Yeah, she was. You got lucky, mate.
Yeah, true.
No, they're not all like that.
100%.
Loads of baby mamas, they want their baby father. They want their baby daddy. And they will go to extreme lengths to scare off other women. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'll be honest with you. It is hard for women who have a child to find a man to settle down with.
I don't know about that, you know. So many women with kids have men and the men take on the child.
Yeah, men barely take on us, let alone us and the child. They barely take on us. You're looking at these 10 out of 10 influencers that you see.
I'm not.
That are making shitloads of money, that are super hot, massive boobies, you know, long black hair or blonde hair, whatever. And then they find someone who's, you know, takes them under their wing and their fucking babies. Like, that shit ain't common, man. I'm telling you, it's hard out there.
Really?
Women already can't find a good man. On their own, single, with no baby.
Yeah.
You now want to, hello, are you a nice man? I also have a baby.
Yeah, it's even harder.
Even the good ones be running away.
Yeah.
But it's all right for men though. Do you know what I mean? Because
they don't
have the baby.
Yeah, it's part-timer.
They're part-time.
Single dads are part-timers.
Yeah.
Most dads.
Yeah.
Some amazing
And then
dads.
The ones that are amazing fathers, like their girls probably get pissed off and jealous. Like, you're prioritizing the baby. That ain't my baby.
I have no idea, you know. I honestly don't.
Yeah, but you're right. If it's a red flag, bounce now.
Yeah, look, that's what I think. Like, if we're going to take it to a serious note, if you feel like you'll never accept it, then now's the time to leave. But if you feel like you can accept it and it doesn't bother you, because people are different, you know.
Depends how good that business is that he's got, do you know what I mean? If it's really good, you need to learn how to start wrapping nappies up and shit.
Yeah, it's true. Also, it depends if you want to have children or not.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
That's a good one.
I feel like one of the reasons why I was so okay with it with my ex is because at that time of my life, I was going through a phase where I was like, I don't even know if I want to have children.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, let him have, he's got a child, it's fine.
Yeah, it's good, like, saves me having to, you know.
It didn't bother me right because I was like, in a way, I kind of felt like, I don't even know if I want children.
Yeah.
Whereas now I feel like with Kowzik, I do.
Oh,
so yeah.
That's so cute.
Buddy, I'll be watching Planet.
Since you told me that, yeah, I can't get it out of my head.
I've been watching Planet of the Apes 1 and 2, and now I'm always like,
yeah, she was like, me and Cowslick, when we're excited about something, we got like this to each other.
I was on the phone to him the other day, and then he was like, oh, guess what? I ain't going to work. And I was like,
I was in a train station. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Anyway,
you and Kowzik, yeah, when's that baby gonna come? Come off the marriage.
I want to say not anytime soon, but if it's not anytime soon, then I'm just gonna
freeze those motherfucking eggs.
Yeah, that is actually a thing this year that I want to do.
What, freeze eggs?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but you know, I've been reading about it, yeah, and like, I've read into this so much because, you know, I'm so scared I'm not having my beautiful little eggs. But it's like, you might freeze them, but you need to freeze loads because... It's like, this is how the only way I can compare it to a BBL. You know, they say, I'm going to put all this fat into your ass, okay? But some fat cells survive and a certain amount of fat cells die. And then next thing you know, one of your ass cheeks is like a 5-year-old. And then the other ass cheek is like huge.
Mm-hmm.
Hippopotamus vibes. So
I'm trying to understand this comparison.
The analogy.
Yeah.
That's what it's like with eggs. The eggs. You freeze eggs. Only a certain amount of those will survive and get fertilized.
Right.
So you got to do bare. That's why they over-inject fat into your asses so they compensate for the ones that die. So you need to freeze loads of eggs to compensate for the ones that don't survive and the ones that don't fertilize.
Yeah.
But that should be expensive.
Yeah, I'm going to do it after the summer.
I'll do it with you. Yeah. We'll do a vlog. Freezing our eggs.
I'm going to do it after the summer and go on like, it's, you know, we're not going to be drinking as well.
Maybe the eggs will be working better.
Yeah, and then it's like... I've decided.
Really, we should have froze our eggs when we were like in our 20s because apparently it's like the quality of those
eggs. Do you think I could have afforded to freeze my eggs in my 20s?
Yeah, innit? Could barely afford condoms then. Do you know what I mean?
All right, let's go on to the next dilemma. Right. Hi, Mandy.
Oh my God. For me.
I'm trying to see. There's no Anna. Just hi, Mandy.
Oh, I feel so famous right
now. This is just atrocious. Okay, anyway. Hi, Mandy.
Might be important. Maybe it's something to do with me.
Hi, Mandy. I'm sending this dilemma to you.
Why?
Because you have mentioned that you are dominating in your relationship. Ooh. And in a joking way, that Gingerbeard is scared of you at times. I'm married to the love of my life, but I'm also, like you, very dominant. And my husband is sometimes scared of me. Personally, I find it frustrating at times. The fact that he's afraid of being honest because of my reaction on the situation. Like, he doesn't touch my snacks. Because if he does, he's scaredish that I will go mad because I love my snacks. But how do you feel in regards to your partner being scared or feeling like the dominant one at times?
I'm scared of this lovely woman. I'm scared of her.
Maddie, be nice. These are our Patreon besties.
I love you, bestie, but you need to share those motherfucking snacks, babes. Like, that's your man. That's your man.
That's more like me. I'm like that, yeah, with food.
Really?
I get really annoyed sometimes sharing my food.
I like it.
I'm not going to ever forget. I probably forget I've even spoken about it. When I went to Subway and I was like to Cal, like, do you want a Subway? Yeah. He said, no. I get a 6-inch. It's not that big.
Six
and
then
it's
tiny.
And then you want to start, oh, and then the crisps.
Oh.
Which crisps, yeah, I like to eat the crisps with my sandwich. No. Like, that's the thing. I cannot eat a sandwich without crisps. And then
me too.
I get one packet of crisps and my 6-inch Subway. And
he
I'm trying to...
3 inches.
Yeah, he's trying to eat my food.
He's eating your Subway.
Yeah, and I'm like, but I asked you if you want one.
That's why I always get a foot long. We had a fight. For the scavengers around me, I always get a foot long.
Yeah, we actually...
You never know what beggar's going to be around. Mm-hmm.
And we actually had an argument about it.
We had an argument about it.
Yeah, we always argue about food.
You sound like some fat bitch monster in a relationship.
Yeah, because he was like, I think it's just disgusting how you don't share. Like, it's like...
I think
it's disgusting. Like, it's disgusting how you're not sharing your food.
I would just share it and then buy another one.
Well, I don't want to have another whole sandwich. Why?
I'll just be like, take this. I'm getting my own. I don't want to share.
That's what happens. And then he'll be like, I don't want the whole sandwich. I just want a bit.
So it's okay, like, well,
some awkward situation. Anyway, I don't know how we got into this.
Next time, just double order like a man does because, like, how's this moving like a woman?
Yeah, the thing is, it's like, I don't want him to take my food or I don't want to share my food, but I always eat his food.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, whatever it is.
Me too.
If it's a hot meal and it's on a plate, I get a fork. And I start.
Yeah. I actually feel sorry for Ginger Beer.
Yeah, do you do that too?
I eat his food and he doesn't say anything. And sometimes it's like,
same with Cal's
he asked me, like, do you want anything? And then he gets like a wrap and then I just be taking that.
Yeah.
And he's really generous. He's so generous.
Same
though.
With Cal's lick.
Literally, very. He'll literally give the whole meal to me and not eat it.
Yeah. Same.
I'm not like that, man.
Same.
I'm not like that with food.
Same. That's why I always, every time I eat his food, I have this moment where I'm like, fuck, man, he's so nice. Why am I not like him?
We're just pigs, maybe. Anyway, I feel really bad.
Anyway, like, why, Manny, how do you feel being such a scary, scary, dominant woman?
I'm actually not. So I need to actually make that clear.
You
I'm
are very,
very
scary. I saw the way, if you missed it, listen to our last Patreon episode. It's called I Think I'm Toxic.
Yeah.
Because Mandy's so toxic.
How do I explain this? Like, he's scared of me at times in casual conversation, in mentioning, you know, his friends' lives and his recent work day at work or what movie he saw. He's scared of mentioning something that is going to piss me off. He says he walks on eggshells and, you know, I make him feel scared and uncomfortable. I can't be himself because if he says the wrong thing, I just jump on it. Like, he thinks I'm waiting to, like, latch on and jump.
Yeah,
which is something I am working on.
Same kind of, you know, I'm not going to lie. I think I'm the same situation. Like, I think Calzic can be scared sometimes to say the wrong thing or, like,
but I think
upset me.
Calzic is more comfortable talking,
you
know? I feel like he just talks a lot and he's not... I feel like with Ginger Beard, he's actually... scared of speaking to me sometimes.
Oh, yours is another level. I think, definitely Calzic's comfortable speaking and talking, but like he is scared to piss me off.
Oh, yeah.
By making the wrong joke or like certain things like that. He is scared.
Like yesterday, what did I jump my head about? He was like, obviously my friend went home with this girl. And so I messaged saying like, well, obviously you slept together. And I snapped about that. I was like, why would you say that? Are you that kind of person to say, obviously you slept together? He's like, Mandy, what? I don't... And then I realized I was being a weirdo, so I had to like backtrack. So anyway, look, I'm actually scared of him too. Like, I'm scared of him too. When he explodes, he fucking explodes. Like, I'll be like the little push, 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 push. But when he explodes, I'm the one shit scared. Yeah, like, oh my God, he can be really angry. He's not scared of me like that. But he also is. It's like a both-way thing.
Mm-hmm.
So at times, I am more dominating. At times, he is. But look, at the end of the day, it's not a nice feeling. You don't really want to be with a man. You don't really want to fuck a guy that's like, you're dominating.
So that's what I think. I think in your relationship, we talk about a lot of the like dominant things that you do. But in your relationship and my relationship, I think we both got really good balance that we at times scared of our partner and at times they're scared of us. I don't know if scared is
the right word
to use. I don't like
careful.
That. Careful. And I think you should have that in a relationship. Have a little bit of respect for each other and be a bit careful.
But as a whole, Ginger Beard, I don't know. Would I say he's the more dominant?
I think it's a balance between you both. I feel like sometimes he is and sometimes you are. And I think it's the same with me in my relationship.
I think personalities, like I'm a more dominant personality, but in terms of like dominance in the relationship of who's, you know, dominance can come in so many ways, like providing, caring, you know, taking care of the household and affairs and financial situations or all these things. It's more gingerbread. So like, yeah, it's a mix of both. But
I think in this situation with this bestie, I think that like she shouldn't, if her relationship's like this, where she's always the one that's dominant and he's scared of her all the time, which, like I said, I don't like the word scared because it almost feels wrong.
Yeah, it feels wrong.
But if that's how the relationship is, you need to quickly switch that up.
Yeah.
You need to go, you need to get like
a new man.
No. You need to be a bit more submissive, even if it's like you're putting on an act, even if you're having to put on an act and literally be submissive.
No, but I've got a feeling like her dynamic right now is like, have you ever been in a situation where you're with someone who's a lot more submissive than you and yeah, you're the dominant one? I have in previous relationships, yeah? And the more they're submissive, the more it aggravates you and the more dominant you become, the more you kind of like attack.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
You, because you're like, do something. Like, yeah, fucking pussy. Like,
yeah,
you know, stand up for yourself. Like, you know, attack me back.
Yeah.
And you keep poking and poking and poking. So it's like, until they stand their ground and put their foot down, it's just never really gonna bring you into your feminine.
Yeah. So maybe what I'm saying about them like pretending to be submissive, that probably won't work.
It won't work.
Because if you pretend to be submissive, then you'll just both be submissive.
Yeah.
Like it'll just be, I think maybe you should just speak to them.
We've even had like friends like that that's sort of, you know, in the past, intimidated and intimidated by us, and it just makes you more and more aggressive around them. You need to tell him.
Yeah.
If you don't man up and put me out of my place,
yeah,
yeah, and stand up for yourself sometimes and just, you know, be the alpha sometimes, I'm going to get really frustrated and I'm going to get bored and I'm going to lash out.
Yeah, 100%.
What do you think?
I think you're right. I think you should just be straight up.
Straight up.
And if that doesn't work, then you need to rethink things.
Yeah. Because so for some women, it really works. That's their thing. That turns them on. That's their what they want.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really submissive man. They want to be dominant. But
I quite like having a balance.
I like having a balance as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, me too.
A balance.
All right, anyway, I think Mandy's hit the nail on the head with that one. She was quite good. I think my advice at the beginning was completely wrong.
Pretending to be. You could try it.
I tried.
Try it. But she could try it.
You could try. Try an Arab out here. You got to try different things. Maybe try and be submissive. Maybe.
But you're right, Anna.
Because I just thought if you try and act a little bit more submissive, like even if you're pretending to be, they'll feel a bit more confident.
Yeah, you're right, actually. She needs to put a lid on her dominance a bit. Like if the guy wants to take your snacks, actually let him. Don't lash out.
Yeah, I think a bit of both. Like speak about it and also be a bit submissive. Okay, next dilemma. Hi guys. So I have been with my boyfriend for 2 years. The relationship is amazing. Touch wood. And I'm treated like a princess, respected and supported all the time. There's amazing. Just one massive problem. He's Turkish and he's also the first son and grandson. So he's expected to have a massive wedding with hundreds and hundreds of people. I'm also half Turkish, so I do get it. But I know I would be super anxious the whole time and I wouldn't enjoy my wedding when it's meant to be the most special day of my life. Ideally, I would want something intimate, but still a Turkish wedding. We keep arguing about this. I feel like he's not taking my feelings into consideration and I'm worried this will be a massive issue when the time comes in 2 years. Do I bite the bullet and just agree to a big Turkish wedding? I try to compromise and say we can do what he wants, but be more selective with the invites and have no more than 100 people so I can enjoy my day. But he says he doesn't have any control and it's all down to his parents. That was quite long.
Wow, that was a long but very interesting one. And I just want to say, like, who's paying? Because the person who's paying mainly calls the shots.
No. Shut up. You did not mean that.
If I was paying, I want what I want.
No. Because when you get married to Gingerbeard, Gingerbeard's going to be paying, but absolutely not going to let him call the shots.
100% you're right.
When I get married to
Cowslick, I was completely wrong with what I said.
Yeah, because when I get married to Cowslick, like, look, whoever I get married to, hopefully it's Cowslick. There's no way I'm paying for any wedding that, like, I ever have. No. Like, absolutely fucking not. The man's paying, and that's that. And I'm still going to call the shots.
It depends on what. Like, the parents are going to call shots on some things. Like, the people that they want there. It's got to be a mixture of both. It's got to be a balance.
But,
you know what, yeah? I've got a feeling that the girl who sent this dilemma in, this bestie, she must be anxious. Younger as well, no?
She seems like an anxious person. Like, she can't be a...
Yeah, but I feel like she might be a bit younger because me, at 32 years old, you know how I feel right now?
How?
It's one fucking day, man. You got the rest of your life.
You're joking me.
No, I'm not joking.
It's the biggest day of one of the biggest days of your life.
Yeah, but to give you that much anxiety and to cause so much stress and arguments, it's not worth it. You both have to just meet in the middle.
Oh, I agree about like not arguing now and causing stress to yourself and your relationship now. But I don't think that you should let things go and have a bad wedding day.
No, because it's his biggest day of his life and it's her biggest day of her life.
Yeah.
So instead of just like going through this, you know, turmoil and arguments and stuff, like, you both need to sit together and be like, this is one day. We are going to have days until the day we die. Do you know how many ups and downs life is going to throw at you? Parents aging, sickness, health, death, you know, child birth, and your kid's going to go through mad stuff. You're going to have so many experiences. Like, this is just one.
Yeah, but
you need to be more, take it more lightheartedly though.
It's very easy for you to say that, but when you're saying one thing and they're saying another thing and you keep disagreeing.
Okay, so I want a massive wedding, yeah? And if Gingerby turned around to me and said, I want
a really small wedding,
yeah? I'd meet in the middle.
Yeah.
I'd meet in the middle. I won't have as big of a wedding as I wanted.
And not
and
as, small...
as small as he wants. Right. We both have to meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a fair relationship.
That's in every aspect of a relationship.
I just can't believe that they're talking about what marriage after 2 years. I've been with Gingerby for over 3 years and like, what's going on?
No, she said that in 2 years they're going to have the wedding.
Yeah, but at least they're talking about it now. They're in discussions of like how many people, etc.
Tell
like,
me about it.
What is going on with our lives?
Our lives is just...
a joke.
Yeah, it really is.
Like they're already getting in arguments about like the number of people at the wedding and etc. Like that's massive.
Yeah, it's such an awkward thing though for us to argue with our boyfriends about marriage.
Yeah, because we don't even know they want to marry us.
Nah, they better want to marry us.
It's a joke.
We don't know if we want to marry them.
It's a joke. It's a joke. No, 100%. Yeah. No, I'm not gonna lie. I wouldn't be with someone this long at this age if I didn't want to marry them. And I feel like Gingerbread and Kowzik are the same. Yeah. That's just what happens when you get older.
Yeah. it sucks because when you're older in a relationship, you just don't get into relationships if you don't see an end
exactly
goal. But I feel like when you're younger, you do.
Yeah.
Like, so, and it's so much more fun when you're younger.
We're all obviously on the same page, but some men just like, they're so much more romantic. They're so much more focused on reaching these milestones, engagement, wedding, kids. Gingerbread just cares about a Saturday night, like where he's gonna go, where he's gonna get drunk, you know?
Oh, I mean, I don't even know what to say about Kowzik. Like, he's not interested in any of it, like, not even Saturday night, like, nothing.
They're too laid back.
They're way too laid back, but maybe that's our fault as well.
Yeah. In some relationships, the woman needs to be like the shot caller. Mm. We need to be like that dominant lady.
Yeah.
This is the day.
I've always never wanted to be that girl.
Yeah.
That gives an ultimatum.
I know, but I spoke to like a lady who's much older. I love speaking to older ladies, older women.
Mm.
I enjoy speaking to them more than girls my age.
Mm.
Like when I speak to like 50, 60-year-old women.
They're more experienced.
So much more experience. They're like, men, some men never grow up. Like you've got to... our parents meet on this day. I expect to engage on this time. She goes, if you keep waiting for a man, it ain't ever going to happen because most men don't mature and aren't like that.
Yeah.
They don't take control and make moves, you know.
Yeah, towards the future.
Only a certain amount do, so.
Yeah, I get what you mean. All right, next dilemma.
What is it, Anna? What is it?
Anna and Mandy, I need your help on heartbreak. I was with my boyfriend, now ex, for over a year. We went on a break and he was trying to win me back as I broke up with him for just not stepping up. We didn't speak for a good 2 months and then he started taking me back out on dates and we started sleeping together. I was in his car on our way to a comedy show and I noticed a weird female name I hadn't seen before on his Bluetooth. I confronted him and immediately he confessed that he had slept with her one time during them 2 months. Fast forward now, a week later, I get a dreaded text saying she gave him chlamydia. I now have to test and hope to God this man didn't give me an STD. He's now trying to beg for my forgiveness, but I feel so disrespected. I need to cut him off, but how do I make him regret what he did to me?
Oh my God. She wants to cut him off, yeah? Mm-hmm. That's her final decision.
Yeah.
Did he give her chlamydia, yes or no?
Well, she doesn't know yet.
But why did he say to her, I may have given you chlamydia? Actually, it's a good thing that he did that. You know what I mean?
To.
I wouldn't. I ain't saying shit.
What? You can't do that.
I ain't saying shit. Okay. I ain't going to be that. That guy, I'm shocked. That guy actually, he found out he got chlamydia from that trash bag. And then he's telling his ex, like, I may have got given you chlamydia. Yeah. Get checked. I ain't doing that.
No.
Doing the old school way.
You can't just leave
way.
Someone infected.
I'll crush the tablet and put it in his drink, and her drink.
Mandy.
I know, it's maybe illegal, but I would. That's what I would do, man. I would just cure them without them knowing they're but cured. If, but a Barocca thing.
Yeah, but they're not even seeing each other for him to do that.
Oh, then it's fucked. Then he's got to be like, you gave me something, you need to get checked.
Yeah.
That's like the whole thing. No, anyway, that's bad advice. What he did was the right thing.
Yeah.
All right, what he did was the right thing, man.
Yeah.
All right, anyway...
I mean,
look, I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. Do you know what I mean? Men, when they're single, they might still be in love with one woman and want to be back with her, but at that point, they're single.
Yeah, in a way, he actually hasn't
done anything wrong.
He hasn't disrespected you, to be honest.
No, he hasn't.
He did something while you weren't together.
Do you know what it is, though? It's like, if right now, let's say Ginger was treating me really bad, like, let's say Ginger was treating me really badly and I broke up with him and he's chasing me, he's chasing me for 2 months, chasing me for 8 weeks. But there is still a 99% chance that he's going to have sex with someone in those 2 months. It's because for men, it doesn't mean anything. This is just the whole point of like, doesn't mean he doesn't love you. Doesn't mean he wouldn't be loyal if he's with you. Doesn't mean he doesn't want you back. It just means that like, my dick's free. Might as well swing about. See if I'm still a man. See if I can please women. See if women want to fuck me. Or let's see if people are attracted to me. Like, it's a lot about ego. Like, I know that if I broke up with Gingerbeard, even if he was in the wrong, he would sleep around because he wants to know, do women want to fuck me?
Yeah.
Do I turn them on? Do they enjoy it? Like, that's just a man.
They see it as, I'm single, I'm free to do what I want.
Yeah. She broke up with me, I still want her back. I still want to chase you. So, like, he hasn't done anything wrong to you.
Yeah. I mean, it still hurts because I know when I got back with Kalsic and I found out he did what he did in those 3 months.
It still hurts.
We weren't together. It hurt.
The only scenario, though, that I don't think is okay is, like, if you end up finding out that let's say you find out your man kind of cheated on you, messaged a girl or contacted a girl, saw a girl, and then you break up with him. Then, like, there's no way he can be single in that time.
Right.
He's got to be proving in that time that he can be monogamous.
Yeah.
And loyal and restrain himself.
Yeah.
Even though I would have never taken a man back after that, some women would.
It's just really difficult because, obviously, I've been in that situation and when me and Kalsic broke up and I found out that in those months he did something, it made me not want to get back with him as much.
Yeah.
And it's some people won't accept it. Because
I know what you're saying.
Like, what, you leave me or I leave you for a reason. There's a reason that you're not stepping up and then you take that time to go and fuck about.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying, but we have to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And realistically, for most men, sex is just like, just a release, just like masturbation, just like an orgasm. It doesn't really mean it. There's no emotional connection. It's just doing it.
Yeah.
So they're just doing it for fun. And that's it. It ends there. In fact, if a woman does it, it means a lot more.
Yeah.
It's a crush but or blah, blah.
Even as a woman, like, well, if I'm not with a man and I'm single, I'm doing what I want to do.
Yeah, me too.
Like, at the end of the day, you're not with them.
Yeah.
When I don't agree with it is like mini breaks. Like, if it's like a few days break.
Oh, no.
And then you sleep with someone in those few days. I think that's just...
No, I actually think a month is like... If I broke up with someone, I probably wouldn't do anything for like a month.
Yeah, because it's like sometimes...
That's when I know it's over.
Because if it's like a few days and you know that there's potential of you getting back together after a few days and then you do whatever you want. No.
That's scummy.
Yeah.
It's got to feel like it really is the end.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like after a month, it does kind of feel like that.
Yeah. I think in this dilemma with you, bestie, I think you should think, like, respect him for telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Try and see it in a different light. I would respect the guy for telling me the truth because if he could have just left you infected. Yeah. I've had a situation when I was seeing a guy... And we were like dating and then we weren't together though. And then he suddenly accused me one day.
No.
He texted me and he said, I feel like you've given me an STD.
No.
And the funny thing is at that time, like I was complaining about getting like symptoms.
Yeah.
But it was a urine infection.
Yeah.
And I knew it was a urine infection because I've had them before. But he was texting me saying, you've had symptoms and now I've got symptoms and I think you've given me an STD because now I've got symptoms.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I haven't. And then it was just such a horrible feeling. Like he was accusing me. I was crying my eyes out. And I was so scared at the same time that I'd given him something because like, what if?
Oh my God.
But at the same time, I was sure I hadn't. And then...
What happened?
Yeah, it was just a horrible day. And I remember, like, I literally tried to find the nearest clinic that I could to get myself tested. I was running to the clinic.
Oh, I remember now. And everything came back clear, yeah. Negative.
Then I went for my test and my test was clear. And boy, when I sent him that text where it said, you know, nothing, like, you're yeah. clear, forwarded, like, screenshotted it, sent it to him. And I was like, thanks very fucking much.
Yeah.
And then a few days, like, the day later, he was like, his was clear as well. Like, it pissed me off so much because he put me in that position. Like, yeah, that nasty. Gave me so much stress. Like, if you, just because I've opened up to you and I've told you that I've got, like, urine infection symptoms,
yeah.
and then you feel like you've got something on your dick,
don't use it
come
against
and, don't use it against me and accuse me of shit. Go and get your test and then come to me.
That's actually, like, a mad story. Yeah, what he should have done is gone and got a test.
And then come.
And then come, like,
yeah.
you've given me this, but I think you may have given me this. You should get checked as well.
Yeah, because it was, like, such plus, a horrible like, was, 2 days that I had, like, crying for 2 days. It was horrible.
Anyway, basically, don't have unprotected sex.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to, don't have unprotected sex.
Yeah, really, it's not worth it, guys. You know that, like, I swear to God, if you're having, like, casual sex or you're seeing someone and you don't know if they're clear,
Don't do it.
Because, like, when you're young, like, I'm sorry, I'm going to take this to a serious note, but, like, when you're young, you don't ever think it's going to happen to you. And, like, I know people that it's happened to, and, like, they may have slept with one person or two people, yeah. and it's happened to them. So, because, like, automatically you think, like, you have to sleep around to get, like, some kind of STD.
Not like that.
There's honestly girls that I know, they've slept with, like, one person or two people and it's happened to them. And there's girls that have slept with, like, 50 and nothing's happened.
It's so roulette.
Yeah, be careful. You're messing with your life.
And look at these dilemmas we got. Like, one person may have got an STD. Another person is becoming a baby daddy. Do you know what I mean? Just use protection.
Yeah. You know, I'm watching Love is Blind right now. And, like, one of the couples, he won't have sex with her.
Why?
Because he doesn't trust condoms or something.
What does it mean he doesn't trust condoms?
I don't know. Like, it's actually a weird thing. Well, the comments as well, like, on this, it's like, yeah. do they not know about condoms? They're like, we can't sleep together because he wants her to go on birth control because he's so scared of having a kid. And she doesn't want to do birth control.
Oh, he's scared of it splitting.
She doesn't want to do birth control. She doesn't want to fuck with her hormones. And she's like, you get a vasectomy, which is like...
A vasectomy?
Is it a vasectomy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they never want to have kids?
No, but it's like a temporary one, but it's so much risky.
What do you mean? Is there such thing as male birth control now?
Like, I think something to do with, like, blocking the
sperm duct.
Yeah. But, like, it's risky because you may not, it might be permanent. It might fuck it up.
No.
And in terms of male birth control, it's come out, but there's not enough tests, like,
done.
To see. Yeah. So it will be a trial. And he was like, I don't want to be a lab
it's
rat.
It's so annoying that all of these birth controls are women are suffering, our hormones. Nothing for men.
Yeah. So they've literally been going back and forth and they won't have sex.
But condoms work. They could get, like, the extra thick ones.
I don't know. It's really weird.
And what are the chances of condoms splitting? It doesn't really happen that often.
Yeah.
Anyway. I hope we solve some of your issues and your problems. Okay?
You've got so many dilemmas and haven't been able to answer them all. So we're going to do the part two of answering Patreon dilemmas on Patreon.
Yes.
So if you want to hear some more of our amazing advice.
Yes, our advice is so incredible. Then you need to sign up to Patreon because part two is going to be on there.
On this Thursday.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyways, love you guys.
Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.